It sounds like the mayor may not be on this call, or potentially Sean Bears, but I did still want to throw it out. I'd like to just quickly discuss the homeless presence that has become more in the public eye over the last few months, specifically in the downtown business area. I'm grateful in some ways that this has been more in our face, so that we as a community can come together and, come up with ideas, suggestions, and some best practice opportunities and approaches to help with more long-term goals. The Homeless Coalition, with the help of the mayor, has been tackling these issues since early spring, even really late winter last year. I literally just had a meeting before council as part of that coalition. But of course, Rome wasn't built in a day, and there are some positive things happening, but it's taking some time. I think it's widely believed that we owe it to the homeless population to help establish long-term assistance in the forms of, whether it be a shelter or definitely resources. But I think we also really owe it to the downtown businesses and the community to ensure that we're not having safety issues. We're not having urinating and defecating on private property and businesses downtown. Loitering and littering and all sorts of these things that are real issues that are occurring regularly. I've spoken to a couple of business owners this week that are pretty concerned about it. This community does already have in place a homeless shelter for men and women and children. Options do exist for right now while we're waiting on more of those long-term fixes. And I know there's some potentials down the road for a permanent shelter with a greater variety of resources, but I'm wondering what we as council, we as an administration, Circleville Police Department, what can we do to address some of these concerns today for the downtown businesses, for our community, while we're waiting for more longer-term solutions?
Okay, Katie, thank you for that. You're right, the mayor's not on tonight's call, but you're right, I do know he's been working with a group of people. I know that the United Way had a meeting a few weeks ago to talk about the homeless situation, not only in the city, but the county. I know I've personally talked to PICA. So there are multiple groups and agencies working to improve the conditions of those folks and the homeless situation in our community. So there are some efforts, as you mentioned, that are ongoing. I really don't know what council's role could be, but definitely, bring it to a good point, and maybe we'll wait to see for the administration to hear your comments and see what their response is.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Are there any other new business before City Council this evening?
There is, Jeff. I just wanted to ask Katie, do you have any ideas already, or are you looking for ideas for other things we can do?
No, I mean, I'm part of the Homeless Coalition that Barry mentioned. I mean, PICA's part of that group. The United Way is part of that group. Jay McCobb with United Way is really heading that. And they did have a meeting last week, and again, there was another meeting held just at 6 o'clock today. They have some good plans in place, like Barry said, but they have nothing immediate happening. Nothing. They have an emergency warming shelter that's coming to be for the winter months. If the temperature drops below a certain threshold, that will just be like an overnight emergency placement type scenario. Somewhat similar to the Hope House, but this is much better located in terms of being able to walk and transit. So, I think as Barry said, there really are some options, but nothing's happening immediately. And I think, the population is definitely growing downtown. And I think the frustration from the business owners that have reached out to me is growing rapidly. I think it's been a very, very tough year for businesses, and I hate to see this about this. And, I really think that we can do something, and I'm not saying we as necessarily as the city council, but whether the administration or just the police force, I think there are some real gaps that are present that are a challenge to all of us.
I got you. Yeah, and I agree wholeheartedly. So I was just checking. Thank you.